As one of his final acts before he was assassinated, Martin Luther King Jr. fought for basic income for all as part of what he called the Poor People's Campaign. Today, that fight continues. This past Friday, about 1,000 fast food workers went on strike to coincide with MLK's 92nd birthday, calling for lawmakers to pass a $15 an hour minimum wage. President-elect Joe Biden is also proposing a $15 federal minimum wage as part of his coronavirus relief package. For more, let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hi, Robin.
Hey, Tanya.
So this Fight for 15 movement, which helped organize the fast food worker strike, cites MLK's push for a basic income for all. They argue he would have supported the cause. How are these two movements, racial justice and minimum wage, intertwined in this moment?
People of color overwhelmingly depend on minimum wage jobs in the United States in 2021. I mean, be they in fast food, grocery, mall, retail, and many of these same workers were deemed essential during the pandemic, but couldn't take for granted paid sick leave, benefits. Oftentimes, you know, they defaulted to the social safety net. And most immediately, they couldn't take for granted a wage that could cover rent, food, and childcare. All that was in brutally sharp relief last year. A living wage. So if you're just making ends meet, you're not saving or investing or building wealth in a home, and then you stagnate for decades.
Mm-hmm. That strike was on Friday. I'm wondering how fast food companies and other businesses that rely on these low-wage workers are reacting to this movement.
Yeah, look, there's no shortage of small biz out there saying that this is going to have the unintended consequence of reducing hours, hiking menu prices, just as customers can least afford it. Restaurants in particular, they're in outright depression. They're trying to hang on for dear life. But after a year of hazard pay, you know, grueling hours, worker burnout, and even COVID infections at many restaurants and stores, other managers and companies are hiking on their own. They realize that the kind of the bill is due. And yet there's another thing to worry about. How much of these jobs are going to be, canceled out by automation? There's this argument that hiking the minimum wage is going to push more workers out of the workforce as robots take over.
As I mentioned, Biden is proposing the first minimum wage hike in over a decade. I mean, the federal minimum wage has stayed at $7.25 per hour since 2009. He wants to make it to 15, but what obstacles do you think he could face in making this happen?
Well, under typical Senate rules, you're going to need about 10 more votes than what the Democrats will have in total in the U.S. Senate with the Kamala Harris tiebreaker. Up for debate is if this can be done with a simple 51-vote majority through budget reconciliation. So if the Biden administration does have to enter into contentious negotiations with Senate Republicans, does $15 then become a long-term goal that the country commits to however many years down the line?
Okay, before I let you go, help us understand why so many lawmakers and activists are actually reaching for that $15 an hour number. Why that amount?
Put it back in context. Let me take you back 31 years. The federal minimum wage was at $4.25 an hour. It took until 2009 for it to go up to $7.25. That's been the case for 12 years now. So does that even keep up with inflation or the real world cost of living? I mean, essentially, tripling it from where we were 30 years ago. That's very much open for debate, but you're seeing a lot of swing states, a lot of people who would have otherwise recoiled in horror saying, no, it's time to truly consider $15.
That's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. As always, thank you.
My pleasure.